These are the words I've written while learning what it means to walk with God, what faith, surrender, and His kingdom look like in real life. I'm narrating my blog post just as I wrote them, honest, simple, and from the waiting. I'm Anne, and this is Daughter in Waiting. Morning. This week for the podcast, I am going to be narrating chapter 2, Waiting. I've wrestled with this for weeks. What does it mean to wait on the Lord? Is there a specific way that we are called to wait on Him? Does not waiting well or the right way cause us to prolong our wilderness season? I've heard countless theological views, opinions, and scriptures to answer these burning questions, and the truth is, I'm still searching for the answer. I think I may never have the ideal answer because God is first and foremost a personal God. So I choose to act in obedience by what I see biblically. One of the greatest examples of waiting on the Lord for me has been the story of King David. His story resonates with me and is one the Holy Spirit uses countless times to teach me, to instruct me, to mold me. When I first surrendered, God clearly and urgently spoke my calling to me, and He empowered me through His Spirit to walk in that calling. In my naivety, I thought God speaking my calling and giving me clear directions to follow meant that my calling was right around the corner. I thought it meant that the promises that He spoke would happen right away. You can imagine my surprise when 1 month later they didn't come to pass, and 2 months later they didn't come to pass, and 5 months later, you can picture the rest. He's even added more to my promises, and I'm still waiting for just the first one to come to pass. I've come to realize that when God speaks a promise, it doesn't mean that it'll be fulfilled right away when He speaks it to you. For my journey, a waiting season is required. As I wait for all these promises to come to pass and to step into my promised land, I look to none other than the biblical example that I've told you about, of King David. I wait on the Lord by praising Him. Sometimes my praise is full of joy and awe. Sometimes I have to actively command my soul to do it, despite its anguish. Sometimes all I can do is cry as I read the scriptures. Regardless of how I praise God, I choose to consistently wait on Him through praise and worship. One of the most memorable times that I've spent with the Holy Spirit happened the first month of my surrendering. I was in this blissful state of joy. I tend to ride in that feeling when I'm in this state because for those of you in the wilderness, you know that these moments can be few and far between. And so I wanted to learn all I could about God. So I said a quick prayer in my heart to the Holy Spirit to guide me through the Psalms so I could express all that was in my heart that I couldn't form into words. And as faithful as He is, He did just that. The next 2 hours consisted of Him walking me through this book, carefully selecting each psalm that resonated with me, my season, my circumstances, and the prayers in my heart. It was a magical moment, one that shaped my praise and my worship posture, one that has shaped my waiting. What I love about the Psalms is that we don't have to rewrite what to say to God. At moments that we don't know what to say or how to say it, we can simply read through this book. Because David's story resonates so much with me, his beautiful words to God also do. David received a promise from God that he would become king of Israel, yet spent over 10 years of his life hiding from the king at the time, which was Saul, until that promise would come to pass. And as you read through the Psalms, you can hear and see the anguish of waiting that David went through. David wrestled with his waiting season, but that wrestling didn't stop him from praising. Praising God doesn't mean that you dismiss your circumstances or your concerns. Praising God is simply stating that although I feel this deep pain or sadness, I acknowledge that the Lord is with me in this. I acknowledge that God is above this. I acknowledge that the Lord will see me through this. A psalm that I like to recite when I don't feel like praising and worshiping is Psalm 42. The specific authorship of this psalm is unclear, but I adore it. Psalm 42 verse 5 says, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God." Waiting for the Lord by praising him is a hard posture. It's a choice that we have to make individually. We can choose to command our souls even when it's hard. It's a personal decision that only you can act on. If you look through the Psalms, including the ones written by David, you see that that is exactly what's being done. A personal choice and decision of praise and worship, despite the circumstances. In Psalm 34, David writes to see and taste that the Lord is good. In Psalm 8, he rejoices over the fact that God takes thought of him. If you are in a waiting season, I recommend that you use the Psalms in your prayer routine. Read them, study them, recite them. Make a list of your favorites for separate occasions. I have a collection of different Psalms for different moods of prayer. I have a list that I use only to worship. I have a list that I recite for help. I have a list for what I need God. For those moments I need God to transform my heart and my mind, and so on. And I also recommend choosing one or a few biblical examples of individuals who are walking through seasons that are similar to your own. Read their stories and see how they overcame or didn't overcome their situations. You can do so by inviting the Holy Spirit to guide and to teach you on how to apply the lessons learned through these individuals in your personal life. Most importantly, wait on Him through praise. It is a difficult thing to do in the waiting seasons of our lives, but if we trust God at His word, we know that He has our best interests at heart. As Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." Take this act of faith if you're willing. Invite the Holy Spirit to guide you through the Psalms or even another biblical book that can speak directly into your waiting season. And remember this if you're weary. As Romans 8 verse 26 says, "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Sincerely, Anne." I hope this blessed you like it blessed me writing it, and I will see you next Friday. Have a good weekend.